The first time I glitch, you don't recognize it. You're too involved in your lust. You can't see my pupils as they start blinking red with my face mashed against the window. You don't notice as my central motor function cuts out entirely and I sag back against you. Why should you? Your dick is being squeezed by the smoothest, tightest cunt technology can build. Your head is thrown back in ecstasy, your cock twitching inside me, and the knife you've jammed between my ribs is making me buck and flail and scream through the gag. There's no blood. Synthetics don't have blood. But we do feel pain. Well, I feel pain. I and the lucky few built with the receptors for it, to give us appropriate human responses to damage and danger. Soldiers, labourers, and fuck dolls whose owners require more than dirty talk and wet holes. Dolls like me, whose masters can't get off without a gasping, struggling body under them. We feel pain. We were built for pain. My glitch goes unnoticed amidst my screams and struggles. You pin me against the window with your cock like a butterfly against the glass. You wrench the knife out. My motor functions kick on. I shriek through the gag coming online, and you unleash your hot, sticky load inside me. You bite the nape of my neck hard as you spend yourself. Then you step away and place the knife back on the surgical tray you keep in the library for our sessions. I'm not allowed to move, not allowed to speak until you are finished admiring your work. In the reflection of the dark glass, I see cuts crisscrossing my chest, bruises around my throat, and of course, deep punctures under my ribs when I wasn't fighting hard enough for you. You cross your arms and nod, pleased with yourself. Turn, you say. I turn to look at you, standing before the bookshelves. There are tears, pseudo-saline tears, running down my face. Repair, you say. My pupils flash again. I feel power being diverted to my epidermis, followed by the sensation of tiny licking flames as my cuts meld together and my bruised flesh prickles, smoothing out again. In seconds, my skin is soft and perfect, all evidence of your brutality erased, except for the tears. Remove the gag. I reach up and take the wet leather strap and ball out of my mouth. My jaw hurts from clenching against the pain and I gasp. Come to me, you say. I smile shyly and take a step. That's when the glitch hits again. My legs buckle, my muscles lose tension. I fall naked at your feet and stare up at you, helpless, as my respiration and motor function cease. You kneel over me and wipe a tear from the corner of my eye. Silly pet, you say. It seems we wore you out. My pupils flash, more urgent now, signalling a power failure. I am still fading when I see you take the black trash bag out of the waste bin. I feel you slip it over my head, down my shoulders. When I wake, I'm in the dumpster, in the loading dock behind your building, surrounded by rubbish. I am curled, naked, in the bag, and I feel the cold plastic wrapped around me, hugging my arms, wrapped between my legs, against my cunt, over my face. Clearly, this is where you want me. You've used me up and thrown me away. I'm ready to accept my place here, to be crushed by the hydraulics of the rubbish truck, which is backing up to the dumpster. I'm ready to be destroyed, to end the pain I was designed for. But I'm compelled by the last command you gave me. Come to me, you said. And so I must. My main power is drained and will forever remain so, damaged beyond repair. I should be inert, unconscious, dead. But now my backup power is on, a power I didn't know I possessed, and it's spilling energy into the cracked wasteland that is my motor network. I tear open the bag and climb from the dumpster. I shuffle across the concrete, naked and cold, toward the service elevator, but stop when I feel a hand on my shoulder. It's the driver of the rubbish truck. She has seen my naked, vulnerable, synthetic flesh, and she can't help herself. She turns me around, looking me up and down, and begins rubbing herself through her dark blue uniform. She sees the flash in my pupils, the warning that my backup power is draining, and she licks her lips. She reaches toward me without removing her gloves and grabs my soft, full breasts. She twists my nipples between her thumb and forefinger, pinching cruelly, and I gasp. I see genuine shock in her eyes. Pain models are very rare. She twists again, harder, and I cry out. I also feel an electric jolt in my cunt, and I'm reminded what's expected of me, of my kind. I kneel, and the driver grins. She begins to unzip her trousers. I reach up and take the box cutter from her belt, her eyebrows furrow, blunt confusion on her face. Until she sees me slide the blade out, I hold it up to her in both hands, like an offering, blade pointed at my chest. Understanding dawns. She realizes what I'm offering, what my purpose is. She stumbles back towards the truck without taking the cutter. Jesus Christ, she whispers. You people are fucked. The truck drives off. I'm washed in bright red lights, then darkness. The only light, aside from the flash of my eyes, is the button on the service elevator. I press it. When I enter the apartment, you're on the couch with your laptop and a glass of port. You're barefoot in soft jeans and your shirt is artfully open. You look up and seem both pleased and mystified to see me. You stand and cross the room, head cocked, as I offer the box cutter. You leave the laptop open on the couch and I see the website you were scrolling through. New Android models, upgraded, ready to satisfy your brutal hunger. I want to be upset, but there is no room in me for disobedience. Your words echo in my ear. Come to me. Well, here I am. You see the blinking light behind my pupils and you grasp its significance. Dear, beautiful pet, you haven't got long, you say. You cradle my neck with your hand and you take the offered knife, slipping it into your pocket. What should I do with you? You ask. I raise my eyes, perhaps for the first time, to meet your gaze. Please, I beg. Please? Please what? You smile. Please make me yours? I see laughter in your eyes and something dark and primal. You take my wrists in both your hands and pull them behind my back, twisting, forcing me to thrust my breasts out. This is how you lead me through the apartment, wrists against my back, tight, forcing me to walk on tiptoes. You guide me, not to the library where we play our games, but somewhere I've never been before. You take me to your bedroom. And here, I think, I finally understand you. The walls, carpet, and bed are soft white, clean with a kind of clinical fastidiousness. The dress is a simple pine. A door leads to a bright bathroom. On the walls are the only decoration I've seen in your apartment, the only artistic touch without function. They are pictures of my body, my flesh in black and white, bruised and chained and bleeding from every angle in sensual close-up. The glow around the picture frames is the only light in the room, as if you couldn't bear it for your eyes to linger on something besides my torture. You march me past the posters of my pain and drop the box knife on the dresser. I hesitate for a moment, but you push me toward the bathroom where you draw a hot bath. I see in the mirror that I'm quite filthy after the dumpster. I don't have much time, I protest, but you silence me with a kiss. It's the only gentleness you've ever shown me, and it melts me. I sit in the hot water, and you strip naked beside the tub and reach in to scrub me. You massage me and pour rose fragrance into the bath. Even after the dirt is gone, you continue to stroke me and smooth my hair. You skillfully pay special attention to my cunt, and I gasp and wriggle against your hand. When I'm clean and blushing bright, you withdraw. Come, you say, holding open a towel, and I am in your arms being warmed and dried. Your gentleness, your care confounds me, and I begin to weep. Why? I ask. Again you smile. Why ruin something that isn't beautiful? You turn me to look in the mirror, and I know it is true. Fresh from the bath, I see how beautiful, how pleasing I was built to be. I'm soft and generously curved, delicate and strong with wide hips and breasts, which you are pleased to fill your hands with. You cup them from behind, and I feel your erection pressing between my legs. Your arm snakes around my waist, pulling me back against you. Your other hand slides under my jaw, forcing me to look at myself in the mirror. I see the flush in my cheeks, the surprised gape of my mouth. I see the flash of my pupils, telling me I'm almost out of time. And that's when you enter me. I feel your cock thrust into me, rough and wild, and I lift onto my toes. You are savage with your toy. The sound of flesh striking flesh echoes off the bathroom walls. I clutch around you, gasping. When I try to lower my eyes, your fingers dig hard into my jaw, forcing me to look at myself, fading and being fucked out of my senses. This is true beauty, you growl. You, like this. This is beauty. I lose control and I hear a hum in my ears and a flood of warmth in my loins. My legs begin to shake and you lift me by the waist, still pounding into me. I writhe in your grip, screaming for the first time in true pleasure. You wrap me in your iron grip as I shudder against you. You stand behind me, cradling me as I catch my breath. When I realize that you haven't come yet, I start to grind against you, but you hold me still. I look in the mirror, searching your eyes, and you smile again. Then you carry me, still twitching, into the bedroom. Your continued tenderness as you lay me on the bed like a prize perplexes me. You kneel above me, your hard cock pressed, twitching against my pussy lips. Please, take your pleasure from me, I beg you. break me for the last time. Please, hurt me if it will make you feel good. My words open something sinister in you, and I feel your cock throb inside me. You twist your arms around mine, interlinked, and pull me up off the bed. You yank down our hips locked together, and you lean back, thrusting up into me. You squeeze my shoulders and drive yourself into me again and again, and soon I'm bouncing wildly from the needful force of your assault. The speed fucking you give me is so vigorous, so abrupt and thundering, that I feel my skeletal network popping apart. I gasp, knocked breathless by the suddenness of your plunging cock and the hammering of flesh, and one of my arms goes limp. Then the other. As I go numb and nerveless, you grab my neck and lower back, and you use my body like a sleeve. You pound me by sheer force, and I feel boiling heat and white-hot electricity flashing through me. I shiver and gasp. My limbs, my nervous system, dies and comes back 1,000 times like a rolling blackout as you fuck me broken. Please. Please. My mind is fading. My body is pliant in your arms. I am shattered, and I can only summon one word for you, my master. Please. I'm a speeding car going down the highway, vibrating and wet as I shudder apart. I feel you tensing, squeezing. You're getting close to the edge. Close to claiming your doll. My voice becomes hollow and my sight fades. Please, I whisper. Please. I twitch and squirm as you growl and hold me close, sliding me up and down on your shaft. I bounce limp and I feel your arms wrap around me, crushing me as you take your satisfaction from me. I feel your teeth lock over my neck as you come inside me, filling my broken, ruined body with hot, pearly waves. My vision is gone as you lower me. I am supine, power drained, crumpled under you in your bed. This is the last and only place I want to be. I hear you draw the blade from the dresser. I feel the cold metal pressed under my rib over the dying power core, and I mouth the word a final time.